Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Stone Payton here with you, and you are in for a real treat. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast and back to the Business Radio X microphone, founder and CEO with Rhody Inc., Mr. Mark Gorlin. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Stone. How are you?
I am doing well. It is an absolute delight to have you back on the show. Many of our listeners know exactly who you are, and I'm thrilled about that. But for those who don't, could you just share a little bit of an overview, mission, purpose of Rhody Inc., what you're out there trying to do for folks?
Yeah, sure. I'm thrilled that most people know who we are now. That wasn't always the case when we first started talking. So Rhody is a crowdsourced delivery service, sort of like Uber for stuff. So we work with like consumers and businesses across virtually every industry to provide a faster, cheaper, scalable solution for same day and last mile delivery. We effectively use regular people and regular vehicles going where they're going anyway, getting paid to go where they're already going to deliver. And we do it for some of the biggest companies in the country, everybody from Delta Airlines to Home Depot, Walmart, Tractor Supply, and many other small businesses. And just you and me, if I needed to send you something over to the studio or these days your house.
And the origin story, what was there some catalytic event for you that got all this thing going?
Yeah, it was actually a personal renovation story. I have a place down in Florida, a condo, and the developer didn't do a very good job and actually did not put pans underneath the master bathroom showers. So everybody found this out because somebody's leaked into somebody's unit and never had to replace their shower. So I decided to make mine nicer, put tile up. It was in 2014. I'm driving down to the beach. I get to Montgomery, Alabama. I get a call from Glenn, the tile guy. And call goes like this. He's like, "Hey, Mark, it's Glenn at Bullnose Tile. Showed up broken as hell and ain't going to be here till overnight delivery, which is on Monday." Really should have been Friday, but I couldn't tell Glenn this. He was from UCLA, if you know where that is, Stone.
You got to tell
me. That upper corner, lower Alabama. I was getting nowhere with him. So I find out where it is. It happens to be in Birmingham, an hour and a half north of Montgomery. So I said, "We'll find out." I'm upset sitting at the overpass of I-65 in Montgomery, Alabama. I look left and I see all these cars going south. I look right and I see all these cars going north. And I think to myself, you know, there's bound to be somebody leaving Birmingham right now and Montgomery. Mm-hmm. If I just knew who they were, surely they'd throw a box in my tile in their trunk. I'd give them $20. They're coming this way anyway. There's probably someone going all the way down to the beach. You know, I got my toes in the sand by the time they get there. And that's when it hit me that there's this unbelievable, almost like public utility of where we go every day. 250 million vehicles across the country, they get on the road with 4 billion cubic feet of excess capacity every single day. So Rhody just came from asking the question, what would happen if we put all that excess space to good use?
What I love about that story, and it's such a good lesson or primer for the aspirational entrepreneur, the person who thinks that they may want to strike out on their own in the marketplace. Don't chase the money, chase the need. Identify a need and find a way to fill it. And time again, when we visit with successful entrepreneurs like yourself, we pick up on that theme. Don't you find?
Yeah, I mean, you some people find a solution looking for a problem, and you know, you try to figure out if you've got an issue, other people have it. What I love about the tile story, besides I get to pull out my inner redneck, is that every time I tell it to somebody, they tell me their own tile story back. Oh, it might be a kid's jersey or something they left at the store, or something they can't get out to get right then. Everybody's got a tile story. You just got to ask them what it is.
And you've experienced some pretty marvelous growth since then. You've been on a nice upward trek, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We've been doing great. I mean, we sort of started with our friends at Delta doing lost baggage, or baggage gets mishandled, you know, at all the airports around the country. It seems logical that the people in those airports are already heading out into the communities where the bags need to go. So we tested this early on with Delta, and now we're in well over 70 airports with them. And turn the time to get your bag back from, you know, what could have been, you know, 8 hours or 2 days to usually 2 hours. Obviously, the airline has taken a bit of a hit lately, but from there, you know, we've expanded retail. So we're doing pharmacy deliveries. We're doing Home Depot in basically every store in the country that they're doing same day, last mile delivery. It's a roadie that's going to wind up bringing it to you. Walmart, we're doing grocery for them and express delivery and 25 plus states. Tractor Supply, for those of you that know Tractor, we are actually in every single of their 1,863 stores across the country. And the great thing about some of these companies is there were huge rollouts during the pandemic. I mean, we launched probably 1,400 stores for Tractor inside of 10 days in the midst of all the crazy going on. We also, with Home Depot, probably went from, you know, under 700 stores to nearly 1,700 stores during this time. So it's been a lot of growth to try to scale to that nobody saw coming, us and retailers combined.
Now, are you finding that this is equally powerful or can be for small business as well?
Yeah, it's actually even more important because as more and more small business might not have been seen as essential as big brand names, you know, they had to figure out if the customers couldn't come to their store, how do they bring the stores to their customers? I mean, right here in town, you look at a piece of cake off a Collier Road, you know, there were days where they were doing more business than two airline baggages probably put together because the baggage was down. Nothing Bundt Cake has rocketed up and become a huge sender. I tell you one thing, Sam. People love themselves some cake during a pandemic. I can't tell you the number of like market cookies, Lucy's Market in town that need this stuff. And I mean, but all sorts of organizations are approaching this because they can have the same kind of delivery that you get from Amazon. You know, you don't have to set up that whole network. You can just sort of plug it in and it takes you 10 minutes or less and you'll be up and sending deliveries that quickly. I mean, there's interesting things also in Atlanta with Delta. I mean, we have a partnership with Delta Cargo where we do deliveries for, you know, same day across the country. And more companies now are having to sell outside of just their area. In fact, like yesterday, we started working with a company called Pine Island Tropicals out of Fort Myers, Florida. They shipped 90 pounds of mangoes to Atlanta yesterday. The flight left Fort Myers at 3 p.m., and the driver was on the way to get the fruit from the airport by 5:30, same day. It's almost like a teleporter.
Now, I know we have many entrepreneurs, existing entrepreneurs, some of them aspirational entrepreneurs and mid-level execs listening to Atlanta Business Radio and some of our other programming. I'm sure they would love to get some insights, some pro tips, if you will, on forging those large deals, building relationships with companies for those larger contracts. Anything in particular you could offer, any counsel you might share about how to get, you know, a Tractor Supply type deal? In fact, I'd love to even break down sort of how that unfolded if you would.
Yeah, well, there's two things. The way in which you need to look at it, or at least the way I've, you know, looked at it, is you need three things for a little company to work with a big company. One, you've got to find someone there that cares. Two, you got to find someone there that has juice. Because there's plenty of people that it's easier to not do business with a smaller company and they'll put up roadblocks. And three, you've got to find a small experiment to start with. With Delta, we started in Daytona Beach, Florida. There were like no bags really being lost there. We were delivering 0 to 2 bags a day, mainly to dudes at Bike Week. So you need those three things: someone with juice, someone who cares, and a small experiment. As far as the Tractor Supply, sometimes you really got to crawl, walk, run. I mean, we started out with them. They had a problem trying to figure out how to deliver tractors, you know, riding lawnmowers, zero turn, bad boy mowers, which by the way is my favorite name for a mower. We wound up having Rosie show up with trailers to help get these things delivered. But as they started doing buy online, pick up in store, and then got to deliver in, from store with their whole omni-channel strategy, you could buy it online and have it delivered to you. you know, we were the natural option, and we spent a lot of time with stores setting them up manually. And now everything is integrated and it's all technology and it's scaled, but you've got to sometimes do the messy manual stuff to get to where it's automated. And, you know, our overnight success of launching Tractor Supply in 10 days took 3.5 years.
So I want to set some context for our listeners before I ask this question, because many times people will go back and listen to our work years later. For those of you who are listening, maybe it's 2021, 2022, 2023 and beyond. Mark and I are having this conversation right now a little differently than we would normally. We're not in a studio. I am in my home studio doing this. Mark is gracious enough to call in. We are neck deep in the COVID-19 pandemic. We're in July in the summer. And so I just want to give some context for those of you who may be listening to this much later. But I did want to ask, what kind of impact is that, is this current crisis having for you guys, and how have you chosen to adapt to try to serve?
I mean, we are seeing massive demand. It's exponential. It's off the chart. And we're seeing it in a bunch of different industries, like grocery, cleaning supplies, medical supplies, home improvement, and home goods, too. I mean, you're sitting there at your house, you're probably looking over and being like, eh, that wall could use a new coat of paint. And everybody is doing that. And so houses are getting renovated like they haven't been in a long time. Arts and crafts is actually also, we work with the folks at Michael's. So you'd be surprised how much glitter, chalk, and rainbow looms are also required. But we're getting approached by all sorts of folks. I mean, whether it's sports goods, fashion, you name it. We've got nearly well over 150,000 drivers across the country. We cover 90% of the U.S. And everyone within that region is having a hard time just reaching their customers. So we are trying to help them scale and bring stores to their end customers for as long as they can until the customers feel safe to come back out. And like I said, we're in July 2020. Who knows if we'll be doing this from home, you know, in December 2020, or hopefully life will be getting back to normal. But one way or the other, the economy has got to keep going, and we're trying to provide an engine that allows businesses to reach their customers, whether they can come into stores, whether, you know, they can't for whatever reason, and bring it to them. And I think people are getting used to the capability. How much more stuff have you had delivered in the last, you know, 4 or 5 months than you might have before? There's people who are in demographics that have never tried a grocery delivery or getting, you know, a drill delivered from Home Depot to do some work in their house. And now they have, and that capability has sort of been revealed to way more people than even knew that it was possible before. Everybody just thought Amazon could do it. But the fact is, all these companies can do it, and oftentimes a lot better.
It's such a marvelous service, and it fills such an important need. And you're right, there's something on my stoop every day and has been for several weeks now. We are getting more acclimated to that whole idea. When you were first getting this thing off the ground, a couple of questions. One, I wonder if you didn't get some kind of raised eyebrows, and maybe not everybody initially embraced it. And then the second thing that occurred to me is I wondered if maybe you had in the early going a little bit of a chicken egg thing, right? Like, you need the people willing to ship it a certain way. You needed the people willing to drive it. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you start out something, there's plenty of people that think your baby is ugly for all kinds of reasons. you know, they might not like the idea. They might like say, how in the world can it do? You can't. A lot of people look at the world in a way where, you know, they don't see how you get to the end result. They're just worried about what are you going to do tomorrow? And I always look at startups as a series of lily pads you've got to jump to. I mean, you had to get to, you know, building a product first before we could figure out, you know, how to onboard the drivers, as you say. But I mean, we, you know, it is very much a chicken and egg, like every marketplace. You think about eBay, you know, there's only so many people that are going to want to buy it if you have one product on there. We actually got really lucky up front. You know, we raised our first round, we got money out there, and when we announced it, I tend to try to do a little bit more clever partnerships. And one of the best ones we did up front was with Waffle House.
Oh,
you may wonder what was Waffle House. This is back when, you know, everybody wasn't so sure about, you know, ride share, crowd share. Now folks before COVID were letting randoms stay in their house on Airbnb sometimes if they're in that
right.
Ship sort of sailed. So I was given an interview, after we announced the deal with Waffle House. Well, Waffle House could provide a safe place for you to meet up with somebody and deliver your package. And it was late in the day. I'd answered the same question about 8 or 9 times, and my inner redneck came out. And they're like, "Well, why'd you do this deal with Waffle House?" I'm like, "Well, if you live in the South, you can't throw a dead cat without hitting a Waffle House." And they printed it. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Kimmel's writers apparently saw this article on the ABC News site. And he did 90 seconds of jokes on Rhodey and Waffle House, which is amazing. So we sort of created this illusion that it was bigger than it was. People saw this thing on Waffle House, then got free waffles, wanted to see what it was all about. And that illusion sort of made it reality as more and more people, you know, wanted to see what the party was about and why this little startup in Atlanta, Georgia, all of a sudden was getting the interest of, you know, a company that everybody loves, like Waffle House.
That is fantastic. I absolutely love it. Before we wrap, tell us a little bit about your plans for the balance of 2020, maybe going into 2021. Where's your focus going to be?
We are trying to simply drink from a fire hose right now. We're trying to make sure we can scale for our existing businesses. Businesses sort of fell into two categories: people that had already knew they needed to have this capability, and with them, by and large, we wound up just scaling quickly in geographies. And then those who didn't are really trying to get the capability set up right now because nobody knows how long this is going to last, whether we're going to go back into a lockdown or whether there's just going to be the need for some percentage of their customers going on. So there's a ton of exponential growth coming over the course of the rest of the year. And, you know, continuing to understand how people long-term habits are going to change. I think seeing this capability is going to make a lot of people much more interested in delivery going forward. I mean, I hope the economies get to reopen, so we'll wind up adjusting some processes with the retailers. If things are open, they might not need, you know, curbside per se. But the need for Rhodey and delivery is just huge, and it's not going to snap back. One thing I heard people were talking about, like, oh, what is pre-COVID and what is, you know, post-COVID look like? There's pre-COVID. There's what happened before. But this is post-COVID. It's not going to snap back to what it was exactly, or at least not for a good long time. It's definitely a long process. So we're just we're going to ride it out with everybody else and try to make sure that businesses that need to get products to people can operate as best as they could if they had their stores open, and we'll just take it the final mile.
So if we have listeners, and I'm sure we do, in businesses who would like to have a more substantive conversation with someone on your team or learn more, where can they go? And if we have people who are interested in participating in this marvelous system and where they can make some money and deliver some of these items, where should they go?
Well, you can go and check it out on Rhodey.com, Rhodie.com. If you're a sender, you can sign up as a small business there. And, you know, like I said, it takes five, eight minutes, and you can be sending pretty quickly. If you're a driver, download the Rhodey Driver app on go to the iTunes store or go to Google Play, and you can download it. And it takes you about as much time to become a driver. But if you're a business in Atlanta or wherever else you're hearing my voice, you can send me an email. Just markgorlandmg@rhodey.com, and I'll put you in touch with the right people to get you signed up.
I love that about you and your whole team and your culture. You're so accessible, and you're doing such a marvelous job. I mean, keep up the good work, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, son. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. My pleasure. All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for our guest today, Mark Gorland with Rhodey Inc., and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.